91.3 KXCI Tucson. It is Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. I'm Kathy Rivers, and this is when we invite our friends down from the University of Arizona to tell us what they've been working on in school. We talk about future aspirations, and we even discuss music. Joining me today is Megan Tran. She will be a junior this year and is studying engineering, mathematics, and molecular and cellular biology. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you, Kathy.
Tell me a little bit about what you're working on in school, Megan.
All right. Well, right now I'm studying biomedical engineering, and I decided to have a little bit more of the life sciences emphasis by minoring in molecular and cellular biology and having the quantitative background with my math minor. So right now I'm part of a lab that's working on building a lung on a chip.
Tell me about that.
All right. So organs on a chip is actually a booming field right now. It's emerging. The point of it is to recreate the processes of the human body. For instance, in my case, the lung, there's the breathing motions, you're bringing in air, so there's airflow, then there's the blood flow, and there's the expansion of the cell tissue. And so I'm trying to recreate that on a really small level, so a microchip. At the greatest size, it's half of a millimeter in height.
Wow. And then what will this chip do?
The possibilities are endless. So right now, with testing drugs and toxins, people are just testing on animal models, which you can't really see live with a microscope, and they're testing in a tissue culture, which doesn't really represent the breathing mechanisms. And so with the organs on a chip, you have all of the functions, and potentially you could link together different organs on a chip. So you have a lung on a chip, a liver on a chip, a gut on a chip, and you can put them all in series to create the human body almost.
So then if you're testing drugs, does that mean, let's say you're using a drug to help your lungs, you'll be able to see how it affects your liver?
Right, yeah. So wow. One of the long-term goals of the project is to see how cancer, for instance, breast cancer, can metastasize to the lung and how it interacts with different organs. But that's a long-term goal.
Still, that's really cool to think about all of that.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
So what do you want to do in the future?
My career plan is to go to medical school. It's really cool because of my engineering background. I'm kind of working backwards with the human body and recreating it from the bottom up. I think that's really fascinating.
Very cool. And do you listen to music, Megan?
Oh, yeah. I listen to all sorts of music, I guess. Right now, I'm into indie music. I'm really into Gallant right now.
Cool.
I'm sort of in a soul R&B stage.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.